When I was a little Mindy, I always wanted to climb a telephone pole. It always looked so tempting with the little metal handle sticking out the side. It seemed like the best climbing tree around. But my mom always told me not to go near them because I would instantly be electrocuted. So I decided back then that when I was like really old for my 100th birthday, that I would finally climb a telephone pole. That way, if I do get electrocuted, at least I'd go out with a bang after fulfilling my lifelong dream. I've since mentioned this to Kareem, and he was wondering what if I didn't die from climbing it. So I decided that maybe if I reached the top unscathed, I would just jump off. And then he said, well, what if you just get really hurt from the fall and then you would be in pain for the rest of your life? Well, to that, I say if I live to be 100 and get to climb a telephone pole for my birthday and get to jump off of said telephone pole, I probably would already be doped up on something so much so that I wouldn't feel a thing. So I'd be okay. If I was a transformer and I got to change into something, I think it would be cool to transform into a lunchbox because it's something that doesn't get thrown away. I would be really useful and people would bring me to really interesting things. So I could be sitting in a really important meeting where the people were deciding what to do with the chupacabra nest they just discovered, and then I would transform into me and be like, hey, you guys found a chupacabra nest? That's cool. There's really no reason not to get wheels implanted into your feet as long as you can control when they were out and in. Like landing gear, you'd be able to all of a sudden pop them out and just glide around. I mean, look how popular those wheelie shoes are, and they just have one little wheel on the heel. I think that we would probably get a lot more done, at least a lot more moving around. And it might make your feet heavier, and it would be tougher to buy shoes because you'd always have to get shoes that would allow for those wheels to pop out. So, maybe it's better they're just on the shoes. I like lollipops, but sometimes I feel like it's the government's way of tricking me into cutting my own tongue on the sometimes sharp ridges of the pop. I don't know what they get out of it, but rest assured, I won't be eating any lollipops on my 100th birthday because I don't want anything distracting me from achieving my dream.